Dear brethren and sisters, it is indeed a great pleasure for me to greet you all in such a wonderful hall, in such a wonderful place which we have. It is a distinct honor to be invited to address a group like I have before me, because I can say that I don't think any group could be addressed where they have the one belief and the one faith. It is a great surprise if you try to interview people that belong to certain groups to find how little they know about the faith which they are supposed to have. And before me are recognized such great Bible scholars, you all familiar with the work which you have to do. I have worked in the vineyard for a few years, and the thing that always impresses me, and the thing that I want to work for, is to hold fast the most important thing is to hold fast, brothers and sisters. I've seen so many workers, brilliant scholars and wonderful orators, leave the narrow path and wander away. It's not so important that you get up here and talk. The thing that's important is to hold fast to your truth. Let nothing come in your way. Of course, it's very important to know the truth, which you are all due. And I like to look at it this way. The men through which we are instructed in the Bible, Paul, Timothy, Luke, and all the great men, it's a reality. It's not a myth or something mysterious even. It's the real truth which we have through the resurrection of Christ. And this is the day of the resurrection. If it wasn't for that, we would need no faith. You all know that my favorite verse chapter is the 15th of Corinthians, known as the resurrection chapter. Paul calls it the gospel. Of course, we would have no resurrection, no gospel rather, without the resurrection which is made possible. And why do we need a resurrection? What is our condition? Open the Bible right from the center. Psalms 146, the fourth verse. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. That's a very dark picture, brethren and sisters. But read the next verse. Blessed is the man who has the God of Jacob for his help, who puts his trust in the Lord his God. There's the answer. We go back to the promises made to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, upon which our faith is built. And don't forget this shore. Luke, who traveled with Paul, says, in the very beginning, he tells us of the surety of the things in which we believe. Now, he must have known something. He's acquainted with Paul and knew what he was talking about. And Paul tells us, for the gospel, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, and by which ye are saved. Could anything be better than that, brothers and sisters? That's wonderful. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. So let us always keep in memory what he preached unto us. For the preaching in vain refers us to the judgment. It's a wonderful unfolding of the truth which he gives us in that chapter. No other chapter in the scriptures contains so much of the gospel. Ministers of different denominations all over the world use it as a resurrection chapter. Of course it's a resurrection chapter, because that's what the gospel is for. My time is up. Thank you.